feel as the community of Kerry and residents and businesses that we don't get consulted enough by a long chalk. We're not asked, what do we want to happen in our town? It's just taken for granted. This is going to be beneficial. This is going to be great. And as you've said, since 2006, we're talking 8 years down the line, it's been actually worse. Well, as I've just said to you, any sort of improvement is welcome. But again, the consultation was such that when we asked about the lack of toilet facilities and an information point where people, maybe with visual impairment or disabilities could be informed about where they should go or what bus or anything, or tickets or anything like that, what Heighton's got, we were told, no, we can't afford that. And yet they're spending $200 million, they tell us, on regenerating the town centre. Well, I don't know how much toilets cost. I don't know how much a depot would cost. I don't know. But it seemed to be sort of straight out the question. And that's part of the problem we've got, is anything we get, it's like, oh, well, it's better than nothing. And we started just as a group of residents who were fed up with lack of representation from our Labour councillors. And we've actually grown now in status, stature and membership that we actually stood six candidates in May's election. And we got over 3,300 votes. So there's quite a lot of people in Kirby who are absolutely fed up to the back teeth of what the Labour councillors are doing, or not, as the case may be, in our town. Said, no, really, Kirby needs an appropriate sized retail in the existing town centre for the needs of the Kirby people. And obviously they ignored that because they wanted to keep that location to build Destination Kirby Part 2, which is a smaller supermarket and retail. That was changed again to another smaller type and a larger retail in the same area, which is opposite the town centre. So the frustration, like you've said, is that we feel that they're just doing what they want when they want, and we're just sort of standing there twiddling our thumbs while all this nonsense is going on, and Kirby's actually deteriorating to the point where soon that the town centre itself may cease to exist, to be honest with you. As far as public services, that knows the council's department, and what they've done over the last 10 to 15 years is take away, and this has been linked with the Tesco scheme. They've taken away facilities from the Kirby people, such as Kirby Sports Centre, such as Kirby Swimming Pool and Diving Pool, such as the Kirby Suite, and either just demolished them and left them empty at wasteland, or changed them into another function, like the Kirby Suite is now the public centre, and the library is shoved in there, so basically we're getting less and less as time goes on. And as I said, Heighton seems to be getting the lion's share of the investment, especially from Knowsley Council.